Speaking.
Hey, good morning. Charles over at Local Splash. How are we doing this morning?
I'm doing all right, Charles. Now, I'm looking for the email, and I didn't quite see it in my inbox. Is the email you repeat the email to me that I told you about? The one you got on file?
For sure. So I think you spelled your name. It was YUSUF100@gmail.com. Now, in some cases, because this might be the first time you're receiving an email from our company, Local Splash, I don't know why, but it might revert over to your spam, S-E-A-M. Did you check your spam, just to be sure?
I have. So that's Yankee Uncle Sam, Uncle Frank, right? Not Uncle Sam, right?
Yeah, I had Y-U-S-U-F. Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah. I'm not getting it. Yeah.
Well, I could resend that out to you. I'm not sure why that didn't go through. So let me...
Yeah,
let me do that right now for you. You should get that.
I checked my spam, but it's not there neither. Let's see here.
Yeah, it takes time. No rush.
Okay.
Take it down again. It should be headed local, so L-O-C-A-L, Local Splash. Local Splash.
All right. Local Splash. L-O-C-A-L-S-P-L-A-C-H, right?
A-S-H. Yep, you got it. Local Splash.
Yeah.
Just resent it out to you.
That's how I look for it. Google the name, Local Splash. But,
yeah, well, that's smart. You would have an overview of our company there as well. But I just resent it out. So if it didn't land in your inbox, I would just refresh, check your spam folder. It should go through. YUSUF100 at gmail.com.
YUSUF MUH100, right?
I had Y like yellow, U like, so yellow umbrella Sam, umbrella Frank, 100@gmail.com, right?
That's it. It's YUSUF MUH100@gmail.com. You gotta add.
Oh, YUSUF M. Oh, okay. MUH, like Mary Uncle Henry. YUSUF MUH100?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. I'm sending it to your next door neighbor. Sorry about that. Let me resend it right now. I'm glad that we correct that. That's definitely what the problem is. But just, I'm sending that out right now. And in the meantime, I just wanted to, that should land at any moment. Okay, so I just sent that out. So now it should, it should land in the right person.
I got it.
Okay.
How do you pronounce Malikip? Malikip?
So that's actually so Mellencamp. So that's actually the regional manager who's covering that area. My name's Charles. His name is Charlie. But the difference would be, yeah. I know we last spoke, so I had an overview of your account and how we could possibly help you. As far as, like, details and pricing, that would be the person you'd want to speak with. But, YUSUF, as far as what we could possibly offer you, I did want to go a little bit deeper into, well, first I wanted to confirm. So I know you spoke with someone in the past. What would you say is a good target market that you'd be looking to cover? So would you just be focusing, for example, on residential work, or would you possibly be doing commercial work as well for your company?
Strictly residential.
Okay, so just residential. And as far as your radius that you usually tend to cover, what's the comfortable distance that you travel out to see a client? So, for example, would you say about 50-mile range or 100 miles?
Yeah, comfortably, starting out comfortably, just 50 miles. That's starting out. The name of the company it involves region in it. So starting out, though, it would be just 50 miles. I got to get myself some.
Yeah, okay, for sure. And then, Yusuf, as far as the ownership of the company, so you're the sole owner, correct? You didn't have a partner that you worked with, right? Just wanted to verify.
No, not GRP.
Okay. All right. And I just want to make sure the information is accurate. Again, years in business, about how many years have you operated the company?
Well, GRP, just about 2 years. So I've been plumbing. Yes, ma'am. I've been plumbing for about 11 years. But
okay. Some experience there. All right, perfect. And lastly, Yusuf, did you have any active website for your company online presence through Google at the moment?
On and off I have, but not consistently.
Okay, makes sense. All right, Yusuf, so yeah, what I could go ahead and do is pull up the pricing for that position that we had available there today. And that way, if you did decide that you wanted to secure that spot, if it made sense to you, you saw the value, then we could go from there. Does that sound fair to you?
Yeah, but the debt today word is the only problematic, but I want to get started in April, not in March.
Oh, okay. So despite the fact that it would probably take about 4 weeks or so to get the results you're looking for, that's still something you want to, which is okay, I'm just trying to understand, you want to hold off until April because you probably wouldn't hit that plateau where you see consistent workflow. I would say until about May, though, because there is like a little bit of, you know, it takes time with Google's algorithms and things to see the results trickle in, you know what I'm saying?
So we're saying we get started in April, I won't see anything by May?
No, I mean, like, it's a good question. So you would see, you'd have leads, but to really hit the level of consistency that you'd be looking for, our company is ahead because we'll show that in about 1 month span, which is fast, whereas most average companies you'll talk to, they'll generate those kind of consistent results in about 3 months. So what I was saying is, if this is something that made sense to you and you saw that we can help, come April, you'd be getting those results that you're probably looking for. It'd be a lot, you know, surplus of work. Does that make sense?
I get what you're saying, but my business, I always got that balance time and money. So right now, time's got to be balanced, and money don't. So that's why I'm saying April. If results come in May, then you know, the results are going to come in May. But at balancing act, I can't do now.
Okay. Okay, and as far as, like, the packaging and the different things that we could potentially offer your company, JRP, is that something that you want to delve into today?
Yes, sir. I looked at it real briefly online. I see there's a credit.
Sure.
But it's, like, four of them. Am I wrong?
Yeah, good question. One more time. So you said you looked online and you saw credits? I didn't hear. Okay.
Yeah, so I looked online, got like four different options, four different prices, starting at $800.
Got it. Yeah, so, I mean, it varies depending on our packaging. Good question. That's not the starting point. It could potentially be less than that. And what I mean by that is the good news is, and the reason I asked you, Yusuf, it's because you've been in business for about 2 years. You could still qualify for the promotion which they're running right now. So it's simply a reduced rate that they have running for their younger companies. So Yusuf, like I mentioned earlier, I'll be grabbing Charlie, who's my regional manager for your area, to apply that rate reduction for us. And Yusuf, if this is something that we can make affordable for you today and it made sense, if you saw the value, is this something that you would move forward with? Or?
talking about today? We're about right back to the beginning. I'm looking to start at April.
Okay. All right, yeah. Well, I just want you to feel comfortable. Yusuf, I'm going to go ahead and get you that pricing right now, and I have a feeling that you're going to absolutely love it. So just give me one moment. I'm going to grab those numbers for you, okay?
I appreciate it.
Okay. Hey, thanks for holding.